how it goes. You always have fun with everybody, and then when you have too much fun, it's with the one of the boss's relatives.
And he didn't say anything, but the president of our company come walking down the aisle one day, and we had this stuff. It was like Go-Gel, and it was called VibraClean. And he walked over there, and I had a handful of it, and he didn't know it. And he was in a suit and all, and he come over here, Ralph. I want you to meet somebody. I went over there, and I met whoever it was, and he reached out, and he was Tim McNally. Him and I still keep in touch here, and I was just the electrician of the plant, and he reached out, and I shook hands with him, and I just squeezed his hand nice and gentle. It was like grabbing a handful of shortening, Bill.
Yeah, I bet it was. That's funny.
Have fun with the higher ups at times. They'd come down there, and old Kukovitz was a guy that worked there, and if Ed McNally come through, he was the head of everything, and it was a big, big company at the time, and he'd go over there, and Ed would be getting him a cup of coffee out of the machine. He says, "You're buying today for everybody, aren't you, Ed?" And old Ed would say, "Well, sure," and so everybody'd line up and get their cup of coffee free.
Everybody take advantage of that free coffee.
Pretty close knit. I think at the most of about 80 people worked there at the time. And Tim and Christy live up in the Kansas City area now. They moved up there by their grandkids, and he bought a company called Wichita Guns, I think it was, and also out there, and knew that company well, and had firearms worked on and stuff there. But, him and his wife and Tim and us have kept in touch. I don't know why, but he was just a good fella, and he had a real bad motorcycle accident, and he was at my house earlier in the day, and I chewed him out for not wearing a helmet, and the very next day he went out, and a guy ran over him in a 63 or 64 Chevy, head injury, and I felt bad about that, but I tried to warn him.
I need to run, Tom. I gotta just found out I need to run the town, so I will stand by. Told me to tell you that she's good to hear you on the radio. She misses you, and she's ready for us to get together again. So after the first of the year, we'll have to plan something up.
Here's a message from her, to her from Bernice.
That sounds good.
I'll let you go then, Bill, and you're welcome anytime. Let us know so Bernice can fix us up a snack or something when you come up. And I don't know if you've seen Chad lately or not, but he was here a couple of days ago, and I'll give you the tip of the day. Don't let him give you a hug. He gave Bernice a hug, and I asked him for a hug. That was a mistake. So, I'll let you figure that out. Talk to you later. In 4WHM, in 0TR.
Appreciate it. Y'all have a great new year. If I don't talk to you before, and we'll be in touch. In 4WHM, clear.